Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
So today we have come to visit not just Wheaton's, but actually the Wheaton's headquarters, not far from Follyfoot. I'm here with Joe from Class 1. Hello, Joe.
Morning, Beth.
And also, I have Andrew from Wheaton's. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning, Beth.
Now, we have a bit of a challenge today. Joe from Class 1 gave Andrew from Wheaton's a list of things that are in season, some really good suggestions from Class 1 who supply loads of places across the north of England. And Andrew, you had to decide what you wanted to cook with some of these ingredients. So what is the dish that you're going to be creating for us today?
So I decided to show off some of our treats that our butcher makes at Wheaton's West Park. So we've got our own made chorizo, and then we're going to show off some peaches that are in season, some Yorkshire honey, which is local, with some baby carrots as well. And there's going to be some mozzarella there. It's going to be almost like a salad with a little bit of a twist.
Yeah, it sounds lovely and summery and fresh. What of those ingredients are you most excited about, Joe? What are you most proud of in season at the moment?
Well, Spanish peaches are absolutely full of flavour, very juicy. Bob on, can't wait. I usually just eat one in the hand with the juice running down my arm, but I'm interested to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, I have yet to find a clean way to eat a peach, actually. They are pretty messy.
In the bath.
Is it quite right?
In the bath, yeah, I like that idea.
We'll start with the peach. We're going to bake the peach in some Yorkshire honey. And then we're going to blanch some carrots, peel and blanch the carrots in a pickling liquor that I'll talk through later. Make a little dressing, and we're going to make so it'll be some hummus as well.
Okay, all right. Blanching means boiling them really quick and then putting them in cold,
Water, yeah. But actually, I'm not actually going to do that. I'm going to boil them and put straight into a lukewarm pickling liquor.
Okay.
So the quiet one, it takes on all the pickling flavours.
Okay. Did you say
pickling liquor.
Oh, pickling liquor.
Yeah,
okay.
Which is literally pretty much equal amounts of white wine vinegar, water, and white wine. I added some ginger, chili, and a few spices, fennel seed, cloves, and the cinnamon stick. And then I've got some water in here to boil the carrots as well.
So what are we doing first then, Andrew? We've cut up our peaches.
I've got some honey in a pan here, which is Yorkshire honey. I'm just going to bring that up to almost to the boil, and I drop the peaches in it. And I'm going to turn it down and stick it over on there on a low heat. I'm not actually going to put it in the oven. It's almost going to be like just ticking over on there, all sides of the peach.
They look like nice juicy peaches there, Joe.
They do. He's doing well. He's cut it in half perfectly so far.
Yeah.
It's going well.
So the honey is now a bubbling.
Just a bubbling.
That kind of looks like you could have that as a dessert.
I think you could. I think it goes very well with cheese. That's why I'm doing it with mozzarella. Just but it could go well with any sort of cheese, blue cheese, Wensdale.
I do like the sweet and salty thing. That is good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that as well. You can see there as well, the juice from the peach is starting to go pink on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
So as that changing colour, it almost makes a sauce.
That smells heaven. Yeah. It smells really good, doesn't it? So in with this dressing that's going to go over the salad. What have we got so far?
So it's going to be a lemon dressing. It's going to have Dijon mustard, rapeseed oil, and Yorkshire honey as well. So we're going to use the honey as well in the dressing.
Double honey.
Double honey. It's about equal quantities when it comes to a dressing, honey, mustard and oil. 30 grams and 30 litres of oil. Over the same in lemon juice as well. So all equal quantities.
And could I just make that at home and put it on a salad?
Yeah, it should be lovely, yeah.
Yeah? Well, I might do that. Right, so most of the ingredients are now ready, but we have the mozzarella balls to come. So what are you doing with those?
So I'm just going to panny them, which is basically you put them in bread, in flour, egg and then into some breadcrumbs, just like you would with a fish cake or a chicken cake.
So they're going to be like crispy mozzarella balls.
They're going to be crispy mozzarella balls.
Right, so the mozzarella balls into the fryer.
Into the fryer they go. You can hear them sizzling, very hot, about 200 degrees. And they're literally going to be in and out.
You've got no fear there.
I have no fear.
That's some very, very fast cooking.
Let me turn the fryer down.
Should we all plate one up each and see whose looks better?
Yeah.
Okay, game on. Okay,
let's...
Should we go for it then?
Fire away.
Right, I hope you're ready for some serious style.
Straight in with the chorizo.
Straight in with the chorizo.
Okay.
You'll put some thought into that, Beth.
I have, yeah.
Are you going around the outside?
Round the outside. Right, well, we shall put these pictures of these beautiful dishes, we'll put them on Facebook and online, strayfm.com/food. Do you think, are you two preparers happy to be the judges?
Yeah.
Yeah? So there's two of you, so actually we could have a joint first. And what was your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, and over here we have?
Helen.
Helen. What do we think?
I mean... It's unique for sure.
You're pointing to mine there, yeah?
I think definitely for the fun factor, the face.
Yes, fun factor face, okay.
And they're pretty close, aren't they?
Pretty close.
If the hummus wasn't on there, I might be a winner, but I think I messed up with the hummus.
We're going to have to go with the bosses, aren't we, I think?
Andrew, you are the winner. Joe, I think you're a close second. And I've got the fun factor in last place. Everybody, thank you very much. And of course, if anyone wants any more details on what Class 1 do, you can find you online. Just search Class 1. And to find Wheaton's, then you are on West Park in Harrogate, and they can come along and possibly give you some jip for your layout designs.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, both of you. And thank you, judges, as well.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.